If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah. It's Peak Swipe Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It's messages like this that just make the job worth it.
Read it to us.
Christine was at the 15th annual Bachelor Auction the other weekend and wrote in to tell us, let's make love tonight. She wrote in to tell us that she thinks she might have found love with one of the bachelors. We'd love to hear that. It's so important that all of our bachelors pass a background check, which they did. But to raise over $100,000 this year, and on top of that, see people falling in love, what else can you possibly want? Here's the message from Christine. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Thank you guys so much for the tickets for the Bachelor Auction. I won them on the air from you, and I brought my younger sister. We had the best time. I ended up bidding on one of the cops you had on stage. He sold for over $2,300, which I definitely couldn't afford, but ended up getting another bachelor's number after the event was over. We have been talking and are going to dinner on Friday, but he has been such a gentleman, and we have connected so well over the last few weeks. I just wanted to say thank you, and I love you guys in the morning. For once, I feel like I have met a really, really great guy, and I'm so happy. That's beautiful. Right. This is what it's all about.
It's touching.
Do you
really
see me wiping the tears from my eyes?
No, you're so obsessed.
I absolutely am. Christine, we're so happy to hear that. We thank you for weighing in. We had an incredible time that night.
It was so good, and I mean, obviously, we're so excited to announce that we raised $100,000 for CSC of Rochester, which is great. I'm loving it. It warms my heart. It really does. And yeah.
You guys have to. Connor and Tim came from CSC. They came on the air. They came in on Friday. They're like, so yeah, if you guys think you're going to be single in the next 11 months, feel free to sign up now for the 16th annual Bachelor Auction at CSC Rochester. I'm like, yeah. Hey, you see the caller ID?
Yes.
You see who's calling in right now. Yeah.
This is so tough.
Hi, Teresa.
I hope you two are really happy now.
You know, we're always happy when you're calling.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just going to come right out and say it.
What is it? Yeah.
You know, I'm really, really disappointed in the both of you. How Classic. Come you got that girl to go to the auction, but you couldn't get me tickets?
I can't believe we're still doing this.
You promised me tickets for my daughter. I never got the tickets. She wasn't able to go to the Bachelor Auction.
Well, you know, last time you called, the other week when you called, you made us actually feel really bad. Mm-hmm. And so I had to go back and double check the audio. We never promised. Never promised you at all. We never promised
come
you.
Come on.
Teresa.
You guys promised and she missed out. You know? Listen.
What's $35 for charity?
Yeah, I can't believe that you couldn't swing that.
Come on. You guys don't understand. You know, I'm retired. I'm on a fixed income. I don't have money to be throwing around like this.
Well, and
you know, I wanted to do something nice for her, you know, so she can meet a nice guy, and she wasn't able to go because I couldn't get her tickets. So now I'm really, you know, she missed her opportunity.
Why don't you set your daughter up on Match.com or Bumble?
You guys don't understand. I have three daughters, okay? You guys don't get it. I have to get
three
this girl married. The oldest is going through a messy divorce because her soon-to-be ex got his head so far up his ass. He doesn't know what time it is.
Oh, my God.
You guys just don't get it.
Well, listen.
You know? Again, Teresa, we love you, but that's simply not our problem. So.
No, listen. I'm very happy for the girl that got to go on the date.
No, you're not.
But what the heck do they know about taking care of a man?
I don't know.
You know, I was at Wegmans yesterday, mm-hmm. and I saw a beautiful man buying fruit. Oh, my God. He was so freaking handsome.
Did you give him your number?
You know, listen, now why can't my daughter be with someone like that, you know?
That is a question we cannot answer.
Let me ask you something.
I've also never met your daughter.
Yeah,
so.
Does she know that you call on the weekly? Does she know?
No, I'm going to surprise her with these tickets.
Okay? You know what? Maybe she wants
nothing. You were supposed to give me.
Maybe she. You know, you should have a conversation with your daughter because maybe she wants nothing to do with dating right now.
Listen, at this rate, she's going to be alone forever, you know? Oh, my God. Where the heck did I go wrong?
You don't want me to answer that.
I'm really disappointed in you guys.
It's our fault.
All right, listen, I have to go, you guys. I got to go.
Oh, God.
I'm so freaking irritated. This is unbelievable.
Let me ask you something before you go, because you've really been hyping your daughter up. What are some of the qualities that she brings to the table?
Well, at least she knows how to cook.
Okay, what else?
Yeah,
okay.
We already knew that. Then.
She knows how to cook. She knows how to take care of a house, and she knows how to take care of her man. She just picks the wrong one.
Oh, she does.
Right.
You know, I won't say on the radio how she takes care of her man, how well she takes care of him.
Please.
Okay? But she takes after her mother. Let me tell you that.
Stop.
We're going to have to let you go. Thank you so much.
Teresa.
It's always a treat.
Thank you guys so much for not giving me the tickets for her.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I hope you still love it.
This has been over for like 3 weeks.
I'm overstimulated right now, Teresa. I love when you call, but honestly, we never promised tickets to you. We never promised tickets to anyone.
No.
If we solicited for them for caller 8 and they won them, good on them.
Yeah.
But we didn't promise you tickets. I'm sorry your daughter missed out.
You guys could have did this for her.
Again, Bumble or Match.com is a great option as well.
Okay. All right. I'm going. I got to go have my coffee.
You
bye,
do that.
Guys.
All right. Bye, Teresa.
See ya.
Absolute classic. And that's classic Teresa.
I'm not going to lie. Teresa saying that her daughter takes after her when it comes to sexually pleasing her man makes me seriously want to puke. I'm so good. Don't answer her call again. Thank you so much. You know me. Huge sports girl.
Oh, are we doing this? Are we doing it?
We're doing it.
Oh, God. I would like a little bit of a heads up.
Doing it. I literally said I was going to give an update on the Red Wings at 6:02 this morning.
All right, let's do Breezy's big bets.
So, obviously we know that yesterday was the home opener for the Red Wings. I think the high yesterday got to, 39 degrees. So Dan Mason's 50-degree guarantee fell short, but that's okay because you get a free ticket to any April or May game. But I don't know if I touched on this. The Red Wings unveiled their brand new indoor training center earlier this week. So the Red Wings Performance Center now features batting cages and the latest technology to help designed to help players have that perfect swing to hit it out of the parks. This is a state-of-the-art facility. It also includes a large training room equipped with weights, treadmills, etc. They said, we've built and outfitted a state-of-the-art facility with that our players need to get the ultimate goal of playing in the big leagues, said the CEO and president, Naomi Silver.
It's us.
Yes, absolutely. So This looks very nice. I saw pictures. Spikes is in there with a weight. He's deadlifting.
Can we get a score of the game from last night?
Oh.
What are we doing?
I wasn't prepared for this. Oh, I truly wasn't. I was talking about the facility.
What was the score of last night's game, Breezy, for home opener?
Oh, yes, of course.
This is why I drink. This is why I drink at 10 o'clock after the show.
I don't know. This is so tough.
Oh, my God.
I don't have it.
How do you not have it?
I don't have it.
Okay.
Do I have it? Oh, yes, we won. We won 10-1 over the Iron Pigs.
Oh, my Lord. They destroyed Lehigh Valley.
No, they crashed.
Absolutely destroyed
them. Those Iron Pigs are now bacon.
And this has been another segment with Breezy's Big Bats. Sponsored by
DraftKings.
Yeah, right in your dreams.
Brady House absolutely crushed it. Three triples. Center line drive. So good. So did Drew Milanese.
Okay, all right.
Whatever.
Coming up on the show, let's move on as fast as possible here. What are some red flags you discovered about your new partner early on in the relationship? 585-252-9800. So a friend of mine started dating a new guy. He is the total package, except she walked in on him doing this one thing recently that made her jaw hit the floor.
Is it legal?
Yes.
Okay.
How many of you have ever heard of someone doing this? We'll tell you what it is coming up next on the show. See there.
98PXY is free. And
what are some red flags you discovered about your new partner early on in the relationship? Classic.
Yeah.
It speaks why morning's Moose Breezy, 51 for the high today. And then, I don't know, probably a blizzard by tonight. Who cares?
Get your snowshoes on.
Guys, I don't have to tell you that everything is all fine and well when you start dating. You're putting your best foot forward. So is your partner. Everyone is on their best behavior. And then you come home one day to discover your new boyfriend who insists on taking all of his clothes off to sit butt naked on the toilet because he just finds it more comfortable.
What's going on?
Who is doing this? Who takes all of their clothes off to sit on the toilet? I always thought this was a Jeffrey Dahmer move. Apparently, you don't have to murder 20 people in order to get naked to go number two. I don't get it.
Wow.
So, was out to dinner. Was out to dinner. I think this was on Friday. A lot of dinners last weekend. But anywho, was out to dinner over the weekend.
He's
a close friend of ours.
I don't know why my savings is dwindling.
A close friend of ours is meeting up with us afterwards. Okay, we're having drinks. And I say, hey, how's the new guy? She goes, he's great. Things have been so good. His communication is key. I love his family. However, I came home early the other day. And he had let himself into my apartment, which I'm cool with because I gave him a key. I said, okay. And she goes, I found him completely naked on my toilet.
What?
I asked what he was doing. And he said, do you mind? Can I have some privacy?
What?
Breezy and I want to know some odd red flags you discovered early on in the relationship and whether or not this is something
that is a deal breaker, essentially. I mean, he's not harming anyone.
No, of course not. Getting butt naked to go to the bathroom would be a total deal breaker for you. Let us know, 585-252-9800.
It definitely turns out
this guy is just, he's just more comfortable being completely naked before he goes to the bathroom. I said, that's not normal. Who does that? What if he's at a wedding? What if he's wearing a tux?
Right.
What do you do? I've never heard of this ever. Except one time when I was watching Seinfeld and George Costanza did that. He went to the bathroom to get butt naked.
I know somebody who does this. I have a friend whose husband does this.
Okay, so this is a guy thing.
I guess it's not that far off, but it is strange. I will give you that. It is strange.
Now, if you saw a woman do this, I can't tell if I would be alarmed or if I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
Turned on?
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, you know what? Close the door.
You do you, you know? Yeah. So she was like kind of weary about it.
That's the first thing that came to mind when I asked, how's the new guy? She goes, everything's been great. However, do you guys find this weird? I said, yes, I do. Yes, I do. That's a lot of admin.
That's a lot of admin. I don't do this by choice. It's only when I'm wearing a jumper and...
Like, do you do that if you're driving around and you're having an emergency and you run into a TJ Maxx? You get him fully naked in the bathroom?
Why?
Where are you putting your clothes?
Yeah, it's just...
Let's go over to Jenna.
Well, you know there's stuff in those TJ Maxxes that are going to make you...
Jenna says, my guy I was dating talks to the Roomba like it's our child. He'll say, good job, buddy. When it avoids a chair, he'll say, oh, no, be careful. When it bumps into something, he's like, oh, my God, are you okay? I think he loves it more than me. It's super odd. Oh, that's great. Talking to the Roomba. Sure. Yeah. Total red flag.
We're getting.
I know you have so many of these. Give me one of your past relationships. Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, I didn't find out about this till after the fact, but my ex was hiding this from me, which I mean, now I just think it's a drug problem, but she was doing whippets.
I'm sorry?
She was doing whippets.
Remind me what that is?
Whippets?
Yeah.
It's when you...
What is a whippet?
It's so embarrassing. I can't even believe I was associated with this person. It's when you take a whipped cream can and you suck the nitrogen out of it to get high.
How many whipped cream cans did she go through?
I don't know. I had no idea what was happening. Me, oblivious. But I also didn't know she was cheating on me either. So
did
obviously
she
I was not well.
No, yeah, that's tough. Did she at least recycle the cans or did she throw them out?
I think she was like reusing
them.
That's
really tough. That's really tough.
The whole whippet thing was crazy. We're getting a couple of texts.
I was dating a girl where I found out she was eating in bed. And you know how I feel like that.
I know.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, is that an entire carton of Wingstop in your sheets? I was like, I can't.
I hate eating in bed, but I will eat on the covers on top.
I'm sorry. The only time I will do that is in a hotel room. Never, ever over my dead body in my place. Never, not going to happen. Go ahead, Breeze.
Okay, a couple of texts we're getting. This isn't that big of a red flag, but he wears a fedora.
Pop off.
Says he only watches anime.
Oh, that's so creepy.
That is really
run, creepy. Run.
Okay, this one's just like this is just every guy. He doesn't have a bed frame. Okay, classic.
I don't have a bed frame. I don't need it. Okay, my place is very industrial. I don't need the frame.
I
have a bed frame. I don't have a headboard.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different.
Way different.
Yes,
the mattress is just
the mattress
on the
floor is total white trash.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, for sure.
That's total white trash. Matt says, the girl I was dating parks in handicap spots and doesn't see anything wrong with it. Wow, Matt. I kid you guys not. Everything was great. I was with this girl. I was like, oh, she's perfect. She's my soulmate. One day, she decided to drive and run some errands. And we were pulling into a Target together. She pulled in a handicap. I was shocked, but she said, what are the odds someone is actually going to need to park here in the next 15 minutes? Matt, I want to know, are you still with this girl? Text us back.
Okay, can I play the devil's advocate for a second? Not that I'm condoning this. I think it's horrible.
Sure.
But what is the difference between parking in a handicap and using the handicap stall? Because you know I'm using a handicap stall. You know I am, and you are too.
I did it yesterday.
So
the odds are far greater of somebody needing to park outside in that handicap spot. You're way more of a terrible human being if you park in a handicap spot. Because these people, they got nowhere to go.
I know. I'm not arguing that. What I'm saying is I don't see that big of a difference. We can't get a pass for being like, well, we don't park in handicap. We're good people, but we have no problem. You know, doing the deed in the handicap stall. This person says, my ex loved him, but he constantly used the phrase tee hee 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 hee.
No, I don't like that.
Not the tee hee 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 hee.
Moose and Breezy, in reference to what you guys were talking about this morning, he sleeps with one sock on and one sock off. I never understood the logic. How is that comfortable? Are we warm or are we cold? Pick a side. The socks is in bed is crazy.
Okay. We got a couple coming through that is funny to me. My ex would get mad if you stepped on moss. Like, he was the moss spokesperson. What?
You know, I understand, like, fall could be very pretty in upstate New York. But years back, I dated a girl who wanted to go and view the foliage. And she tried to convince me to wear a soft shoe so I don't trample the leaves on the ground, because those could be pretty, too. Needless to say, that didn't pursue much further than that date. Moose, I need to know if this is normal. Do you cover yourself in baby powder after you shower? No, I do not. I find it so odd, but the guy I was seeing did this and said all men do it. No, I do. I don't use baby powder. Thank you for checking in. Matt just texted back and said, yes, I am still with the girl who parks in a handicap. All right. Well, let us know when the wedding is.
Wow.
We're all going to show up to the wedding. We're all going to park in the handicap.
Yeah.
These are great. Thank you, guys. Yeah, all seven of us are going to show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, listen, a lot of people are saying that the biggest red flag is your friend even sharing that her boyfriend goes to the bathroom naked. That's a personal, private thing, and she shouldn't be sharing that.
Yeah, we got a couple people that texted in, was like, oh my God, absolutely not. Who gets fully butt naked to go to the bathroom?
No, but we also have a lot of people texting in that said that they do this.
What?
Yes. Yes, this person says, my son's dad does this all the time. He gets butt naked to go number two and doesn't care where he is.
Oh my God.
But the red flag for me...
I'd hate to see that guy walk into a nice restaurant.
Is that...
Hey, there's a naked guy in the bathroom at Patron Saint. Can someone get him an old-fashioned?
Yes, we'll be right there.
98PX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.